Okay, now we're going to read John chapter 10, 1 through 15. And to me, the Lord is just telling everyone that, you know, what David said is the truth. I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, he who does not enter by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, elsewhere, from some other quarter, is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman opens the door for this man, and the sheep listen to his voice and heed it. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never on any account follow a stranger, but will run away from him because they do not know the voice of strangers or recognize his call or their call. Jesus used this parable illustration with them, but they did not understand what he was talking about. So Jesus said again, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, that I myself am the door for the sheep. All others who came as such before me are thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen and obey them. I am the door. Anyone who enters in through me, he will be saved, will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and will find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd risks and lays down his own life for the sheep. But the hired servant, he who merely serves for wages, who is neither the shepherd nor the owner of the sheep, when he sees the wolf coming, deserts the flock and runs away. And the wolf chases and snatches them and scatters the flock. Now the hireling flees because he merely serves for wages and is not himself concerned about the sheep. He cares nothing for them. I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own, and my own know and recognize me. Even as truly as the Father knows me, and I also know the Father, and I am giving my very own life and laying it down on behalf of the sheep. Let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for being our good shepherd. We surely need you. We need you in this life more than some of us even realize. Lord, guard our hearts, guard our thoughts this morning as we study your word and open up our eyes, our understanding to what you want us to know. We thank you for this in your blessed name, Jesus. Amen. So my message today is recognizing the good shepherd. David wrote Psalm 23, out of his experience as a shepherd boy. He knew many things about sheep and their need for a shepherd's care. Sheep easily go astray, so it takes the shepherd's careful search to find them and restore them to the sheepfold. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. And we're going to just read this in the NIV. And it tells us, We are all like sheep, have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Because David had a personal relationship with God, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd," comparing himself with a sheep in need of a shepherd. He also said this because he knew he would not lack. Jesus came as the good shepherd, and he made it possible for us to have a personal relationship with God. Jesus said in John 10:11 that he is the good shepherd who lays his life down for the sheep. And the shepherd loves his sheep. And regardless of how many he has, he knows each one by name. He is responsible for caring for their needs. And many shepherds have lost their lives caring for their sheep. So the sheep need not worry. Their trust is in the shepherd. And we remember, you know, how David said, "Well, who is this Philistine standing here? You know, I slew the bear, I slew the lion. This man is nothing to me." And we know that our Lord slays the giants in our life, doesn't he? So as David continued to grow, he found his good shepherd to be an all-sufficient one. "Since the Lord's resources are inexhaustible, he wrote, "I shall not want." Or as we read in the Amplified, "The Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. Having no want brings contentment." You know, we're not wanting for something. You're not lacking for something. You are content. You are not having to strive. So in John 10:14, Jesus, about 1,000 years later, said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." So Jesus, our shepherd, has a personal interest in each one of us. We can trust him completely because he never overlooks our needs, even though sometimes we think so. We just need to be in contentment. He will take care of us. I want to illustrate this. There was a pastor who had confessed to a fellow pastor that he didn't really trust the Lord completely as far as his personal needs went. His pastor friend said, "Do you believe in the 23rd Psalm?" "Well, of course," came the reply. So his friend continued saying, "Does the shepherd care for all of the needs of the sheep or just some of them?" Suddenly, the first man understood. His light bulb came on. He had been saying he believed, but now he really believed it. Do we just say, "I believe Jesus is my shepherd"? Or do we really believe it and trust him? How do we do that? It must begin by knowing our good shepherd personally and committing our life to him. Let me put it another way. There was an actor in England who was the guest of honor at a large banquet. And the master of ceremonies asked the actor if he would recite something for them. So the actor asked the audience if there was something special that they would like him to recite. An old clergyman who was there said, "Sir, would you recite the 23rd Psalm?" At first, the actor was speechless. But then he said that he would be happy to. But the clergyman needed to get up after him and recite it also. So the great actor held the audience spellbound as he recited the psalm. And there was a great burst of applause when he had finished speaking. The clergyman quietly arose. And everyone listened as the psalm was given. And when he had finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the place. After a moment of silence, the actor said, "I reached your ears, but this man reached your hearts. I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd. Do you only know the psalm, or do you know the shepherd?" John 1:12 tells us, "Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." You know, the shepherd is at the very center of the life of the sheep, and he provides for their every need. So did you know that sheep will not lie down if they're afraid? Sheep are easily frightened, but as soon as the shepherd appears and moves in amongst the flock, they become quiet. Sometimes our lives are filled with fear, and it brings restlessness and frustration. Isaiah 41:10 says that our shepherd is with us, and I think this is one of Don's favorite. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." His presence in the midst of our need removes fear and it brings rest. Sheep will not lie down when they're hungry, so the shepherd looks for green pastures. Our good shepherd knows that we need to be well nourished for inner satisfaction. He provides us with the green pastures of his word. And as we are nourished by it, we can lie down in quiet contentment. Not only does the shepherd lead his sheep to green pastures for nourishment and rest, but he leads them by still waters. Sheep will not drink from a rushing stream. The word for still can be translated stilled waters. Sheep instinctively know that their coat of wool will pull them under because of the heaviness when wet. So sometimes a shepherd builds a little dam in a rushing stream so the flock can drink from stilled waters. Sometimes we're engulfed in streams of life that can overwhelm us. But God has a quiet stream where we can come and drink deeply from the water of life that brings spiritual refreshment in the midst of circumstances. Our good shepherd loves to see us, his sheep, contented and relaxed, refreshed and satisfied in him. Are you nourished and satisfied? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Filled means completely satisfied. As we had first read in the Psalm 23:3, he refreshes and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for earning it, but for his name's sake. Like sheep, we too sometimes go astray. It happens one step at a time. And before we know it, we've strayed from God's path of righteousness, and we're on a path of our own making. That is when we need to be restored by the Good Shepherd. The Hebrew word for restore means to turn about. We need to return from our own way back to his way. God is faithful and will bring us back into fellowship with him. He is so willing. He loves us, church, so much. Isaiah 42:3 brings us comfort. I don't know if any of you have felt really bruised, but to me, this scripture helps. We read, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. Years ago, and I don't know, maybe they still do, they play music on reeds. So since they're easily broken and couldn't be fixed, the shepherd would just break it in half and throw it away. And then he would make a new one. Our good shepherd does not do that. When the music has gone out of our soul, God, he does not snap us in two and throw us away. He mends and restores our soul. So if we spend time with him, meditating on his word, in worship and in prayer, we can stay close to his heart of love and care. Shepherds spend time with each sheep daily. So while they are grazing, one by one, they'll leave the pasture and go to the shepherd where he pats them and rubs them. And he lets them know that they are special to him. If sheep need time with their shepherd, shouldn't it be even more important for us to spend time with our shepherd? Our shepherd, Jesus Christ, came to walk among us. And John 10 tells us that he is the door. He is the gate that we must enter through to receive eternal life. Jesus is the only door for salvation. There is no other. We must stay close to him so that we do not stray from him. He loves to be close to us and have intimacy with us. And he never gives up on us. We're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. And this scripture reminds us how much he loves us. it says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. We are refreshed as we drink from the well of eternal life. And then that brings us to verse 4 of Psalm 23, which brings hope. Yes, though I walk through the valley, the deep sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil, for you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. Sometimes there are valleys to go through that are dark, and it seems like danger is around every corner. And it is a place where there's robbers and wild animals, and they can cause fear. But the shepherd is watching over them, so there need not be any fear. We see that the scripture tells us that it is only the shadow of death, not death itself. We're on a journey here on earth, and there may be some dark valleys, but we can have confidence in knowing that God is with us, and he will bring us through the valley to a higher spiritual awareness that nothing can separate us from his love. In Israel, the shepherd takes the sheep through a valley in order to have them reach a higher pasture, one that is lush and green. What does he use to move the sheep? The rod and a staff. The rod is a symbol of his defending power, and it is a weapon that is used to strike down the adversary that wants to attack along the way. When we stay close to the Lord, we know that he is our protector and he will keep us safe. The staff is for keeping his sheep from wandering, and it is used to draw them back into the sheepfold. When a sheep strays and falls into a pit, the staff can lift him to safety. We can see that verse 4 in the Amplified says, your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. In verse 5 of the psalm says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. So the Good Shepherd is our great host, and he hosted this morning as we took of the Lord's Supper. And he always invites us to the table, which has been perfectly prepared for us. He provides the very best and fills our every need. I want to look at Philippians 4:19 in the Amplified. And we're going to compare with the above scripture. And my God will liberally supply, fill to the full, your every need, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The pastures usually have poisonous weeds as well as dangerous animals. So the shepherd will go out and check the pasture, and he will literally remove any dangerous weed, and he will drive out any predator that he sees that might attack. So our glorious shepherd provides us with well-balanced meals that will always satisfy us. We need to sit with him at his table that he holds. In John 6:35, it tells us that he grants us his special provisions as we follow him. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." He daily serves us, even when we're surrounded by enemies, those fiery darts that try to take us down by bringing in fear or envy or self-pity and rebellion. There is always a never-ending supply of his provision, which never fails. We're going to look at Psalms 34, verses 9 and 10, because I feel like this proves what we've already read. "Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing." God tells us that his table is prepared, and he has set before us something that brings spiritual refreshment and nourishes our souls. And we can be assured that there's never anything that's stale, but there is fresh bread prepared for our benefit through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Come, the banquet table is ready and we can partake of it and receive the good shepherd who provides for us in our daily walk with him. Right now, we are having the Lord's Supper as we remember what he has done for us. But one day, we will drink the cup of consummation in heaven at the great banquet table of the marriage supper of the Lamb. What a glorious, wonderful day that will be. We saw that he also anoints our head with oil and our cup runs over. Don kind of talked about that a little bit this morning. We know from scripture that it was common practice to have a servant wash the feet of guests as they arrived. But they also would pour fragrant oil on their heads as a way of welcoming them with love. Oil in scripture is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So we produce good fruit when we serve through him and we reflect the glory of God. There is also a sweet, fragrant aroma that comes through because Jesus Christ is our rose of Sharon. Fragrant oil is also used by athletes living in a temperate climate. They would anoint their body with oil to protect it from excessive perspiration. So when mixed with perfume, the oil imparted a delightfully refreshing and invigorating sensation. And they would always apply it before a race. In the same way, the Lord anoints us, his sheep, with the Holy Spirit, with oil, his symbol, to enable us to work more freely in his service and run in the way he directs in heavenly fellowship with him. Sheep at certain times of year are bothered by nose flies and parasites, so the shepherd has to use an ointment to rub on their noses and head to protect them. So it's an oil-based ointment that he uses. Just as the Holy Spirit protects us, from irritations in our lives, like personality conflicts and things that can torment us even when we try to rest. The only way to overcome envy or pride and murmuring is through the Holy Spirit. We need the ointment of the Good Shepherd upon our thoughts, as well as those that try to torment us. We all have thoughts that torment. But through the Holy Spirit, we can be delivered from those. David understood the blessing he had received from his Good Shepherd as he said, "My brimming cup runs over." I so like that. Jesus provides over-the-top blessings. In John 10:10, we had read before, but Jesus said, "The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." You know, there are many kinds of people. We're kind of a group of differences right here. But we all have a cup that can overflow as we eat at the banquet table and let the Holy Spirit fill us to overflow. And we can overflow in His joy, His contentment, and have a life that will glorify the King. So let Him fill you with Jesus Himself. Someone once said, "Our cup may be small, but we can still overflow. We may not hold much, but we can overflow a lot." David understood that through his daily walk with the Good Shepherd, that every need was sufficient for the day. In verse 6 of the psalm, he said, "Surely or only goodness shall follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place." We see the words "all my days," every day. He did not look at a span of time, but at each day of his life. He let the shepherd take care of him as he went each day, not looking at the future. He knew that every day, God's great goodness and mercy would follow him. There's another quote, I don't know who said it, but it was good for me. "Goodness to supply every want, mercy to forgive every sin, goodness to provide, mercy to pardon." David absolutely knew that God's mercy had never failed him before, so he understood that God's word never fails. And we can have that same assurance in knowing that His goodness and mercy follows us right now, today, each day, every day. And like David, we can know that when this life is over, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. I'm looking for His soon return. I want to be ready for Him. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, we have the confirmation and the promise of what Jesus said. To me, this is so hopeful, so wonderful, that He would tell His disciples before He left. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. So Psalms 23 gives us great encouragement. It tells us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want means I shall not lack, as it said in the Amplified. What are some things we will not lack? I shall not lack rest because he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters, so I shall not lack refreshment. He restores my soul, so I do not lack reviving. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I will not lack guidance. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. I will not lack the companionship of my good shepherd. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I will not lack comfort as the Holy Spirit comforts me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I will not lack sustenance. You anoint my head with oil. I will not lack joy because the oil of joy is upon me. My brimming cup runs over. I will not lack anything. Why? Because surely or only goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. I shall not lack anything in this life, and I will not lack anything in eternity. Let me close with just a little story. I thought it really fit. Once there was a little boy whose uncle was teaching him the 23rd Psalm. So he started by having him repeat after him, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the uncle felt that since he was just a little boy, he couldn't memorize any more than that. So he said, "That's enough." So the little boy repeated, "That's enough." From then on, whenever the boy was asked to repeat the verse, he would say, "The Lord is my shepherd. That's enough." That is enough because the Good Shepherd is with us all the days of our life. Amen. Father, I just thank you for your word that you shared today. Lord, encourage us to know that you've got our back, that there's nothing coming our way that you can't handle. Lord Jesus, I ask that you bless each one as we leave today. And Lord, that we remember that we're part of your flock and you are our good shepherd. In Jesus' name.